Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is September 4th, 2008, the Feast of Blessed Paul Jones. Here's a hypothetical situation for you. Suppose there is a controversy going on in the world, and somewhere in the church there is a bishop who is passionately involved in the issue. Unfortunately for him, most of the rest of the world disagrees, including the vast majority of his fellow bishops. In fact, they disagree with him speaking out on this issue so much that they basically force him to resign his see. Surely such a situation couldn't happen now, and it has certainly never happened before. Well, of course, it could happen now, and it certainly did happen before. It happened to the man we remember today, Paul Jones, and the issue was war. Now, nobody loved World War I, of course, how could you? But there were many who felt it was justified, or at least that war wasn't really any of the church's affair. Bishop Jones, on the other hand, felt that peacemaking was the church's business. He once quipped that Christians are not justified in treating the Sermon on the Mount as a scrap of paper. He called war unchristian, and questioned any Christian's willingness to participate in it. His brother bishops, and remember at that time they were all men, passed a resolution saying that they disagreed with him that war was unchristian, and suggested that he should resign his office. Ultimately he did so, and never served as a diocesan bishop again. Regardless of what you may think about war, you have to admit, that's a high price, and one he paid willingly. He dedicated the bulk of his remaining life to peacemaking and justice. He died on this day in 1941, just a few months before America entered World War II. He had been heading up an effort to resettle refugee Jews fleeing Nazi persecution. Bishop Jones' commitment to the hard work of justice and his absolute faith in its inevitable triumph must be why we read part of Malachi's prophecy today. But who can endure the day of the Lord's coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi, and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Let us pray. Merciful God, you sent your beloved Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Raise up in this and every land witnesses who, after the example of your servant Paul Jones, will stand firm in proclaiming the gospel of the Prince of Peace, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on September 9th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Constance and her companions. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.